It is now time for another edition of Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder, Johnny Lewis.
My own Franz, and we just want to pop your off.
Royce, it's sweating time.
That was the pre-warmer to get you ready for the warmer, to get you ready for the pre-workout, followed by the workout, which precedes the post-workout. Then we're going into a little 60-minute warm down.
Okay, the first exercise I'm going to show you is what we call the bench press,
a basic exercise that every beginner should do no matter what sport you're in.
But don't look for an easy way out. Nobody wants to work hard these days. Everybody wants the easy way, the 20-minute abs, the 10-minute this, 10-minute that. Earn it.
Right, it's about that time as we help all of our current sports listeners get fit, continue to reach those fitness goals for 2019 as we invite live to WKAR's Current Sports each and every Friday edition of the show. Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis for Fit Fridays. Johnny Lewis, how you doing? What's up, J-Lew?
What's up, Al? I'm doing pretty good. How you doing today on this Fit Friday?
I'm doing well, man. I'm just trying to stay consistent, stay in the gym, eat right, eat healthy. It can be a challenge at times, but that's why you're here, right?
Yep, that's why I'm here. I'm here for you.
All right, man. Let's dive right into it because you're kind of piggybacking basically on a kind of an ad-lib topic that I brought up last week, and that has to do with protein. And protein consumption and how it's so important when it comes to muscle growth. So I'll just let you take it away.
Yeah, so protein, I'm just going to explain what protein is because protein, everyone needs protein, but a lot of people don't realize that protein is in every cell of your body. So everyone needs protein. It functions in muscle repair and recovery and muscle build. And also with a key function with enzymes, hormones, other body chemicals. And it's also a key in building other parts of your body, like your bones, muscle cartilage, skin, and even in blood. So it's critical that everybody gets protein in their diet. But
definitely,
how much is too much?
Mm-hmm.
And how much do we really need is the question.
Right.
You know? So I know, I think it was a week or two ago, I said I get about like maybe 80 to 120 grams per protein, grams of protein per day.
Mm-hmm.
And it all really depends on your body size and how much you're working up.
Okay.
So I like to give this maybe about 0.4, 0.5 grams of protein per pound for the average person. And this is for someone that's, you know, working out moderately or maybe not even working out at all, you know? And that's like at the most because your body is only going to consume so much protein or digest so much protein.
Okay, you know? So repeat that one more time. So you said how much protein per pound?
Well, I say for the typical human, I would say 0.4 to 0.5 grams per pound.
0.4 to 0.5 grams per pound. Okay.
Of your weight. Yeah.
Gotcha. So for you, so Johnny, for those that don't know how big you are, what is your weight?
So I'm about 190, but sometimes I go down. I fluctuate about 10 pounds depending on the time of year. So I'm going to say 200. For most of the year, I'm probably closer to 200. So for someone like me, 200, say I'm getting that 0.4 to 0.5, you know, that's going to be, you know, 80 to 100. So that's kind of accurate to what I said last time with the 80 to 120. And I also mentioned I can get a little bit more because for extreme athletes or, you know, growing teens or bodybuilders, they may need a little bit more protein. So, you know, for someone like that, they might want to get a little bit more. And I would say no more than like 0.75, 0.8 grams of protein per pound will be consumed and will be digested correctly and processed in your body correctly.
Okay, so that brings me to your next point then. I mean, you talk about how much is too much. What if you overconsume protein? Yeah, what kind of effects does that have on your body?
So consuming too much protein is really bad for your kidneys, for one thing. So I want to point that out. You don't want to consume too much. And not only just health-wise, you're paying for protein, right? We're paying for protein powders. Mm-hmm. You get protein from chicken, you get protein from steak, any kind of meat, dairy. You know, most people get enough protein in their diet. So taking extra protein is usually, if you have a diet like a vegan or a vegetarian diet, or like I said before, if you're an athlete or a bodybuilder that's working out like 2 to 3 times per day or performing extreme workouts. But for the average person, you probably want to you know, control your workout regimen first and then see if you need the extra protein.
Gotcha. So when you overconsume protein, then is a hit to the kidneys, is that, which is pretty serious, but is that the only detrimental effect to overconsuming protein?
Oh, no, there's all kinds of effects because protein comes, traditionally protein comes with fat and cholesterol. So it can be bad for your heart as well, too much cholesterol, and it can just make you gain extra weight that you're not looking to gain. So you have to do it correctly. So I would go based on that 0.4, 0.5, and that's for someone that's working out, you know, like normally. And someone extreme can use a little bit more, but you have to go based on your weight, and you kind of got to just judge your body and take a week or so, take a couple weeks or maybe even a month to see where you're trying to get in terms of your goals. And if you need, if you still find out that you're not getting the protein, then maybe you can use it, you know, a scoop of protein or two in your protein shakes. But, you know, if you're eating like normal meals, like you eat your chicken every day, you're eating protein-based meals, then you don't necessarily need protein. So you all have to gauge on your activity, based on your activity and based on your body weight.
Love that. All right, Johnny, I've heard this conversation as well. As we come up near the end of the hour here, I want to ask you this because in doing further reading on protein, I've also found that there are some products out there, a protein powder, that have extra stuff that you really don't need and that isn't totally healthy for your body. So you really have to be careful that when you are buying a protein powder to look at the label and see what's in it. How do you know? What do you look for when you're buying a protein powder to make sure that it is the right protein powder for you?
Well, there's typically two types of protein. So you have plant-based proteins for those that don't consume any dairy. And then you have the dairy proteins, and that's whey and casein. Most people will buy whey protein, but if you're not, if you're lactose and you don't want to consume any dairy or vegetarian, vegan, you're going to go with the soy protein or pea protein. So those are just the types of proteins. Now, in terms of added things that are added to protein powders, you basically have to go with the FDA regulations. Or if you want to go, most proteins that you buy here, you know, in the U.S. will be fine. But if you're buying proteins online, you really have to check and see what's in those proteins, especially if they're coming from, like, overseas, you know. So you want to just, you know, be careful with that. I won't go into exactly what is in the protein, but I will basically talk about the milk proteins, like whey and casein, versus the plant proteins, like soy, pea, or hemp proteins.
Got you. All right. To close out the hour, Johnny, with just 2 minutes left here, I want you to, because we give our listeners a tip that they can also use in the kitchen, and it's fitting because protein is again, being consumed. So what is your favorite protein shake? Do you have a protein shake recipe to pass along to the listeners?
Oh, yeah. So mine is pretty basic. I just like strawberry banana or blueberry banana, depending on the day. So I just take frozen fruit, frozen strawberries, frozen banana. I always throw a little bit of peanut butter in there because that's added protein, and that's a you know, a healthy protein. A little bit of oats. And usually with my protein shakes, I get about 30 grams of protein. So if I add a scoop, and I use whey now. I was using pea protein back when I was doing a vegan thing, but I went back to whey because whey is digested easier and it has all of the amino acids, the 9 essential amino acids that you need. And I just add a little bit of almond milk, put it in the blender, and it's pure deliciousness.
That sounds good, brother. I'll be having one of those later.
Oh, yeah, you know.
All right.
Eat post or before the workout, so.
Got you.
Pick which one you want to do, so.
Love it. All right, that's been another edition of Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis. Johnny, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Al. Stay blessed.
Always stay blessed.